I think that would be Welcome home, Master. My day has been acceptable, both in work and leisure. Thank you for asking. I hope that yours was similar. Is there I am just getting done washing the dishes. There was a considerable amount of time left over after I finished preparing dinner, so I assumed that it would be best to get the dishes done now, so that I would have more time to care for you when you return. I hope that's appropriate. If not, I apologize for deviating from the usual. I see. Thank you for understanding. I apologize for apologizing when there was no need. I should be done in a few minutes. Again, if there is anything you would like me to do for you, please just ask. I'm at your service. There you are, Master. Please have a seat. Would you like some hot tea? Understood. Allow me. Your Grace. Please be careful. It's still quite hot. Allow me to fix you a plate. Would you like salt or pepper? Understood. More or is this satisfactory? Understood. Master, I'm sorry, I'm not sure I understand your question. You ask if I will join you. I see. You wish for me to join your meal. Such things are not typical for a maid and their master, though. I trust that I don't need to inform you of this. Well, yes. I suppose my duty comes before all else. It would be quite rude and inappropriate of me to deny my master's request. Please allow me to apologize, Master. In the future, I will try my best to accommodate you, even Please, do not fix my plate. This is one thing I simply will not allow you to do. I apologize for raising my voice, Your Grace. Thank you for being so considerate, Master. I very much appreciate it. I would also like to thank you for choosing a new brand of soap at my request. It cleans much better than the previous one. It'll make my duties much more easier. Understood. I will inform you if any of my cleaning supplies are inefficient in the future. May I have permission to eat now? Thank you. Yes, it's quite good. Are the vegetables to your liking? I picked them out today. We look to be having a productive harvest. I'm happy that you agree. Humbly, I accept your compliments to my garden. I take great pleasure in it. Oh yes. Gardening would be the activity that I enjoy the most. If you were to inquire about such a thing. No. I don't often think in terms of favorites. I apologize, Master, but I don't understand why saying such a thing would make you feel poorly about yourself. No, I apologize also if I brought such a feeling upon you. Doing what one is told by their master. The duty of a maid, is it not? And I am a maid. Understood. I won't pursue this line of thought further. Is there anything else you would like me to do while we die? You would like me to continue conversing with you. I see. What is it that you would like to speak to me about? You're allowing me to speak about what I choose. I understand. Well, today I organized your library. It was quite a time-consuming and difficult task. Did you find that incident humorous? You're choking on your tea, Master. Are you right? Understood. I'll stay where I am. I apologize for making you inhale your tea when you did not mean to by bringing this story up. In the future, I will make sure not to share stories that might be considered funny in your presence. Sorry? You say that you needed to love. I've never heard of someone needing to love before. Like, they might need food or water. Are you right? I see. In that case, I hope this meal is aiding and lifting your mood. I have read in my leisure time that psychologists believe good tasting food is helpful in easing one's struggles. From what I can it releases a chemical in the brain called dopamine, which makes you feel happier. In fact, studies also show that sharing a meal with people you enjoy the company of can help improve your relationship with that person. It also lessens feelings of anxiety and depression. I hope that you are feeling these psychological benefits by sharing a meal with me, Master. That is, assuming that you find my company enjoyable. I suppose I haven't asked whether or not you do before now. I apologize for assuming you want to converse with me. If I've been an annoyance to you, please do not hesitate to. I've never been an annoyance. I see. Well, then I hope you enjoy this meal. You're asking me if I enjoyed this meal as well. Again, I don't usually think in terms of what I enjoy and don't enjoy. But with that being said, I do believe that I enjoyed it. Are you ready to bathe now? Understood. There is a fresh towel as well as your pajamas boarded in the bathroom. I have also prepared a variety of scented soaps for your choosing. You're welcome, Master. Will you bathe? I will fold your laundry. Hello, Master. How was your bath? I'm pleased to hear that. I apologize. I'm just finishing your laundry now. Please, come take a seat on the bed and I will dim the Understood. Your laundry is finished and put away. I remember that they are arranged in color order. Is there anything else you would like me to do for you before you sleep, Master? You are not ready to sleep yet. What may I do for you? You would like me to converse with you more, as we did during our meal. Understood. Would it be acceptable if I sat on the edge of your bed? Master, you would like me to join you in your bed? But I'm still wearing my maid uniform. I will join you nonetheless. Is this position acceptable? What is it that you wish to confess with me about, Master? You are anxious about your work. I see. What is it that causes you anxiety? I seem to remember you informing me that your much that he awarded you Employee of the Month. It is not which that causes you anxiety, Well, Master, I'm afraid I may not be the most helpful person that you can ask advice from on this matter. But it is my duty to help you in any way that I can. So I will try my best. Personal matters in terms of what people want and what people need. I serve you on this basis because I understand what it is that you want and what it is that you need at any given time. However, it is not as wants and needs go both ways. Getting others to serve you, well, assuring them that you will serve them in turn will strengthen the bond. The human mind is very susceptible to suggestion. Serving another will convince you that you will like them. Another to serve you will convince them that they like you. If you didn't like each other, then